Christina Kiriak, KIRIAC, here today for evaluation of injury sustained in a motor vehicle accident yesterday. Yesterday, she was a driver of a 2006 Toyota Sienna with her daughter in the back seat of the car that encountered an out-of-control truck that slammed into the driver's side of the car. Apparently, the road surface at 8 o'clock in the morning was icy. The truck lost control, crashing into Christina's car. Her window shattered. The car was totaled. Airbags deployed. She was seen at Mount Hood Medical Center. Evaluation was negative. She was discharged on Vicodin and ibuprofen. Workup in the ER included x-rays, which were negative. Patient states that she has a little bit of tenderness or a little bit of discomfort along the left shoulder from the bruising from her seatbelt and some of the lacerations from the shattered glass. Otherwise, without any significant concerns, is more concerned about the emotional impact of this on her daughter. Physical exam reveals a well-appearing female in no acute distress, pleasant and cooperative. Laceration along the left side of her nose, secondary to her glasses. No signs of secondary infection. Pupils are equal. Nares are patent. Pharynx is clear. Neck is supple without nuchal rigidity, lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly or nodules. Heart is regular, lungs are clear. Musculoskeletal exam reveals full range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. Bruising is noted along the anterior chest wall to the clavicle. She is tender in this distribution as well. Small superficial laceration along the extensor surface of her left hand. No signs of secondary infection. No evidence of neurovascular deficit in upper or lower extremities. Assessment. Bruising left chest wall. Secondary to seatbelt trauma from MVA. Multiple tiny lacerations plan. Recommend ice to the contusion. Continue with pain control as needed. Follow up with me in 1 week. Reviewed the fact that the lacerations are not something that need suture repair. Also discussed the fact that most of her discomfort probably hasn't set in yet, given the 24-hour interval since the motor vehicle accident. It's possible she might experience worse discomfort over the course of the next week. We're going to meet back here in 1 week.